This hour, we're talking about developing a holistic, biblically faithful counseling approach. Now, I am aware that I've had the pleasure of building a counseling ministry and a counseling program at a seminary, but I certainly don't know everything, and I'm in a room full of professionals. Many of you have done a lot of great work for Christ, and so I appreciate the fact that I get to talk to you through this particular topic. And so why don't we ask God to give us wisdom as we work through it, and then we'll move from there. Lord, we want to be a blessing to your people, to your church. It cost Jesus' blood to put us together in a body. Lord, we don't take that for granted. We recognize the incredible value of the body of Christ, the incredible value of individual people that you have chosen, and by faith they have been saved through grace, and that they are your workmanship. Lord, we can't say how grateful we are enough that you would allow us to come beside those same people and point them toward greater Christ-likeness. Point them toward a life that is lived in victory through Christ. Lord, we rejoice in those moments. We thank you that you give us a front row seat in the battle for sanctification. We thank you that you let us walk beside people. And Lord, as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, we pray that you would help us have an effective message and ministry of reconciliation. That we would understand what it means to be in Christ, and that we would proclaim it well, live it better, and that people would receive the mercy and compassion of Christ through it. Lord, please do that in us, even as we talk this afternoon about what it means to develop a holistic ministry of biblical counseling. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're talking about this developing a holistic, biblically faithful counseling approach. So for introduction, I have a couple things that I want to mention to you. Here's the first. If God's goal is for people to change into the likeness of Jesus Christ, how does a church provide the necessary milieu to not just hope change happens, but to plan on it? When we started planning our church back in 2002, I had been part of small church ministry. I had been part of a very large church ministry. And the challenge, and to be honest with you, the person who walked beside me in planning our church along the way, part of it was here at